Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Mezechus Nazir Daf Yud Beis, the second parak Harini Nazir. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Omer Shulchot Seva Kaddish Isha Stam. If one says to a shliach, go and be Makaddish a woman for me, without specifying anyone, he's forbidden in all women in the world as possible relatives of his unidentified wife, because we say it's presumed that a shliach performs the shlichus, and anyone may be his wife. Tosafos explains that all women may marry other men and are not forbidden as possibly married women, because midaraisa, we rely on rov, the majority, that any given woman is from the majority who is permitted to him. His being prohibited to a woman is a derabban penalty for his having acted irresponsibly. Reish Lakish challenged him from a Mishnah about bird kabbanas, which flew away and do not invalidate all birds in the world. Rabbi Yochanan answered that he only forbade women who do not move about or at least return to the place and are considered fixed midrabban, and thus cannot rely on the rule of the majority, because kol kavua kamechzal maksadami. So anything fixed is treated as a 50-50 chance. Point number two, Rabbi teaches that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a woman with no living relatives is permitted to the man in the above case, because she could not have become forbidden to him through whichever woman he married. He adds that this is so even if she has a sister who was married when he appointed the shliach and was subsequently divorced and eligible for marriage. The Gemara initially understands his reason to be that the man does not intend to commission his shliach to be mekadesh someone ineligible at the time of the appointment. This assertion is disproven from our Mishnah, where one who declared to shave a nazir can discharge his obligation with someone who became a nazir after his declaration. Therefore, the Gemara explains Rav's reasoning. A person can only appoint a shliach for that which he himself can do presently, but for that which he cannot himself do presently, he cannot appoint the shliach, even if he becomes able after the appointment. And point number three, the next mission states, if one said, Hari alayo agalei chatzi nazir, it's upon me to shave half a nazir, and his friend heard and said the same. Rabbi Meir says, Zem agalei nazir shalim, Zem agalei nazir shalim. This one must shave a complete nazir, and this one must shave a complete nazir. The Chachamim say, Zem agalei chatzi nazir, Zem agalei chatzi nazir. This one shaves half a nazir, and this one shaves half a nazir. Rabbi clarifies that if one said, Chatzi karbanis nazir alai, half of the karbanas of a nazir are upon me, then all agree he's only obligated to provide a nazir with half of his karbanas. If he said karbanas chatzi nazir alai, the karbanas of half a nazir are upon me, then all agree that he would have to fully provide a nazir's karbanas, because there's no such thing as half a naziras. Their argument in the Mishnah's case where he first said is upon me to shave, followed by half a nazir, is because Rabbi Meir holds the first segment obligates him in fully providing a nazir's karbanas, and the second statement cannot undo that based on his position elsewhere, the Tafas Lashon Rishon, give primacy to the first phrase. The Chachamim say the second phrase clarifies the meaning of the first. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Yochanan, Omer l'shulchot tzeva kaddish l'isha stam, if one says to a shliach, go and be mekaddish a woman for me, without specifying anyone, he's forbidden in all women in the world as possible relatives of his unidentified wife, because we say it's presumed that a shliach performs his shlichus, and anyone may be his wife. Tosafos explains that all women may marry other men and are not forbidden as possibly married women, because midaraisa, we rely on rov, the majority, that any given woman is from the majority who is permitted to him. His being prohibited to a woman is a derabban penalty for his having acted irresponsibly. Reish Lakish challenged him from a Mishnah about bird kabbanas, which flew away and do not invalidate all birds in the world. Rabbi Yochanan answered that he only forbade women who do not move about or at least return to the place and are considered fixed midrabban, and thus cannot rely on the rule of the majority, because kol kavua kamechzal maksadami. So anything fixed is treated as a 50-50 chance. Point number two, Rabbi teaches Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a woman with no living relatives is permitted to the man in the above case, because she could not have become forbidden to him through whichever woman he married. He adds that this is so even if she has a sister who was married when he appointed the shliach and was subsequently divorced and eligible for marriage. The Gemara initially understands his reason to be that the man does not intend to commission his shliach to be mekadesh someone ineligible at the time of the appointment. This assertion is disproven from our Mishnah, where one who declared to shave a nazir can discharge his obligation with someone who became a nazir after his declaration. Therefore, the Gemara explains Rav's reasoning. A person can only appoint a shliach for that which he himself can do presently, But for that which he cannot himself do presently, he cannot appoint the shliach, even if he becomes able after the appointment. And point number three, the next mission states, if one said, Hari alayo agalei chatzi nazir, it's upon me to shave half a nazir, and his friend heard and said the same. Rabbi Meir says, Zem agalei nazir shalim, Zem agalei nazir shalim. This one must shave a complete nazir, and this one must shave a complete nazir. The Chachamim say, Zem agalei chatzi nazir, Zem agalei chatzi nazir. This one shaves half a nazir, and this one shaves half a nazir. Rabbi clarifies that if one said, chatzi karbanis nazir alai, half of the karbanas of a nazir are upon me, then all agree he is only obligated to provide a nazir with half of his karbanas. If he said karbanas chatzi nazir alai, the karbanas of half a nazir are upon me, then all agree that he would have to fully provide a nazir's karbanas because there's no such thing as half a naziras. Their argument in the Mishnah's case where he first said is upon me to shave, followed by half a nazir, is because Rebbe Meir holds the first segment obligates him in fully providing a nazir's karbanas, and the second statement cannot undo that based on his position elsewhere, the Tafas Lashon Rishon, give primacy to the first phrase. The Chachamim say the second phrase clarifies the meaning of the first. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. The eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women because he sent a shaliach to be mekadesh a woman without specifying anyone, made a big engagement party when he finally got engaged to the woman who had no relatives except for a divorced sister, who was married at the time he appointed the shaliach, and got annoyed with his two youngest hairy brothers, who made a mess of the party playing, it's upon me to shave, half a nazir. Once again, it's a motion. The eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, 12 hairy brothers, that must be one Daf Yud Beis, 12 brothers. The eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women, because he sent the shaliach to be mekadesh a woman without specifying anyone, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omer l'shuchu tzei mekadesh li'isha stam, if one says to a shaliach, go and be mekadesh a woman for me without specifying anyone, asu b'kol anashim shebo'olam, he's forbidden to all the women in the world as possible relatives of his unidentified wife, because we say, Chazak shliach osu shlichuso. It's presumed that a shliach performs his shlichus, and anyone may be his wife. So the eldest of that 12 hairy brothers who was forbidden to all women, because he sent the shliach to be mekadesh a woman without specifying anyone, made a big engagement party when he finally got engaged to the woman who had no relatives, except for a divorced sister who was married at the time he appointed the shaliach, which reminds us, Rabbi teaches, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a woman with no living relatives is permitted to the man in the above case because she cannot have become forbidden to him through whichever woman he married. He adds that this is so even if she has a sister who was married when he appointed the shaliach and was subsequently divorced and eligible for marriage. The Gemara explains Rabbi's reasoning, a person can only appoint a shaliach for that which he himself can do presently, but for that which he cannot himself do presently, he cannot appoint a shaliach, even if he becomes able after the appointment. So the eldest of the 12 hairy brothers, who was forbidden to all women, because he sent a shaliach to be mekadesh a woman without specifying anyone, made a big engagement party when he finally got engaged to the woman who had no relatives, except for a divorced sister who was married at the time he appointed the shaliach, and got annoyed with his two youngest hairy brothers, who made a mess of the party playing, it's upon me to shave, half a nazir, which reminds us, the next mission states, Hari alayo agalei chatzi nazir, if one said, it's upon me to shave half a nazir, Rabbi Meir says, Zem agalei nazir shalom, Zem agalei nazir shalom, this one must shave a complete nazir, and this one must shave a complete nazir. The Chachamim say, Zem agalei chatzi nazir, Zem agalei chatzi nazir, this one shaves half a nazir, and this one shaves half a nazir. Rabbi Meir holds the first segment obligates him in fully providing a nazir's kabbanas, and the second segment cannot undo that based on his position elsewhere, the Tafas Lashon Rishon, give primacy to the first phrase. The Chachamim say the second phrase clarifies the meaning of the first. So once again, the eldest of the 12 hairy brothers who was forbidden to all women because he sent the shaliach to be mekadesh a woman without specifying anyone, made a big engagement party when he finally got engaged to the woman who had no relatives except for a divorced sister who was married at the time he appointed the shaliach, and got annoyed with his two youngest hairy brothers who made a mess of the party playing, it's upon me to shave, half a nazir. All right, so now it's time for four Bula Bach Chazara. Daf Ches. So the simmer Daf Ches is a challah, and we often use a baker. So here goes. The baker who found a hair in his challah, baker, challah, that must be more on Daf Ches, challah. The baker found a hair in his chal on top of a box and proclaimed, I'm a nuzer for a box full, which reminds us. One who says I'm a nuzer for a house full or for a box full bodkino, so we ask him about his intent. Im amar akas gadol nazar din nazir lemin yom. If he says, I vowed one large naziris, he's a nuzer for 30 days, and his intent was to express the difficulty of the naziris. Im amar stam nazar din, and if he said, I vowed naziris without specific intent, but meant for the words to be interpreted naturally, we see the box as if it's full of mustard seeds, and he is a nuzer all his days. So the baker found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, I'm nazir for a box full. Learned that the box might have been filled with challah rolls or poppy seeds, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, instead of measuring a box full in terms of mustard seeds, let us be makel and view it as it's filled with gourds or melons, which is a finite amount, and being countable would affect a single naziris from the number of days parallel to the box full of gourds. Chizki answered, our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds, Adam machnis atzma ledavish esveiko chamur mevadai. A person will bring himself to a circumstance whose status of doubt is more stringent than its certainty. So the baker found a hair in his chal on top of a box and proclaimed, I am nazir for a box full. Learned that the box might have been filled with chal rolls or poppy seeds, and realized that due to a stringent ruling regarding a safek, he may have just committed himself to a lifelong nazirus. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, who said in our Mishnah about a naziris, like the hair on my head, that he does not observe perpetually repeating terms. Rather, he observes a single naziris term lasting his lifetime and may never cut his hair. Here, too, the mustard seed interpretation would engender a single lifelong naziris. And since naziris has definitely taken effect, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to rule stringently. Daf Tes. So the simple Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. So once again, in slow motion. The old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea. Tea. That must be on Daf Tes. Teapot. The old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she is a nazira from dried figs, which reminds us, if one said, Harini nazir min agrogos min hadvela, I'm a nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs, neither of which are forbidden by naziris, Beis Shammai say he becomes a nazir, Beis Hillel say he does not. The Gemara asks why Beis Shammai would consider this a valid declaration of naziris, and explains that Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Meir, who says, Ein adam motzi dvar v'levatala, a person does not express his words for nothing. Therefore, since his declaration at face value would be meaningless, we reinterpret it as a declaration to be a nazir, followed by an attempt to retract by adding from figs. So the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley, which reminds us, Gemara brings a mission from Menachos, which states, if one says, Hari alai mincha lahavi mina saorim, it's upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which must be brought from wheat, yavi mina chitim, he must bring one from wheat. Rabbi Shimon exempts him from bringing anything, so he's nadiv kederach hamisnadvim, because he did not donate in the way of donors. He holds that since the neder is meaningless as is, because one cannot vow to bring a mincha, a barley, it's invalid and not reinterpreted. The Gemara asks who the Tanakama is who obligates the vower in a normal mincha. Chizki initially explains that it's Beis Shammai who said that a declaration of naziris from figs, which is equally meaningless, nevertheless renders him a nazir. So the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley. And when she was informed of her mistake, said, if she had known, she would have vowed to bring a mincha from wheat. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizki and says that the Tanakama can agree with Beis Hillel. The cases where the vower said afterwards, Ilu hayisi yodea she'ein nodrin kach, unatati kach el kach. If I would have known that one cannot vow like that, meaning bringing a mincha from barley, I would not have vowed like that way, rather like this, meaning from wheat, which is the correct neder. This plausible explanation is accepted, and his neder is thus valid. Daf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I am a nuzzer if I stand up. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Amr par zoharini nazira imo medesani, this cow says, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up, or this door says, I'm a nuzzer if I'm open, Beis Shammai say he is a nuzzer, and Beis Hillel say he is not. Rami Bar Chama explains that the Mishnah is discussing a cow lying before him, and the person said to himself, this cow thinks it cannot get up, I'm a nuzzer from its meat if it gets up on its own, meaning in this imaginary statement that the cow wishes it could get up, and that someone should become a nuzzer from its meat if it succeeds, and it stood up on its own. So the minion of Yidden who did not know what to do with a very hairy and lazy cow which kept saying, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, which reminds us, the Gemara explains, why the Mishnah need to teach multiple cases of the figs, meat, and door. So the meaning of Yin who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow which kept saying, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, and said about the cow, I'm a nuzzer if it does not stand up, and to his surprise, the cow suddenly stood up on its own, which reminds us. Rav objects to Rami Bar Chama's interpretation based on the language of the Mishnah, and finally explains it's a case where he said, I'm a nuzzer from its meat if it does not stand up, and it stood up on its own. Beis Shammai hold the man's intent is to stand it up with his hands, and he did not, so he's a nuzzer, since Beis Shammai additionally hold that a declaration of nazirus from meat is effective. Beis Hillel disagreed and said that his intent was that it merely should stand up, which it did. Daf Yudalf, so the Siman Daf Yudalf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars, 11 hairy stars, that must mean we're on Daf Yudalf, stars. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a nazir from it, which reminds us that if a cup was offered to a drunk and he declared nazirus from it, his intent is assumed to be merely a nether from that cup. The Gemara asks why he did not say so and explains that he thinks that if he'll make a nether from that cup, they'll apply him with others. So instead, he declares nazirus to stop them completely, although he only means a nether. So the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I am a nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a nazir on condition I drink wine, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches, if one said, Harini nazir al menashe ehes shosi yain, I'm a nazir on condition that I may drink wine, or that I may become tummy from the dead, he is a nazir and forbidden in all of them, and his condition is ineffective. If he said, I know that there is naziris, but I didn't know that a nazir is forbidden in wine, he is forbidden in wine as an ordinary nazir. But Rav Shimon permits him in wine and does not consider him a nazir, because he holds in Daf Gemara Amud Beis that all prohibitions must be accepted to affect naziris. So the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head, and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a nazir on condition I drink wine, got excited when he heard his friend say, I'm a nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a nazir, and he responded, and I, and upon me to shave a nazir, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Hareini nazir, ba'alai ulegaleach nazir, I'm a nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a nazir, meaning to provide his components which enable him to shave at the end of his term, and his friend heard and said, and I, and upon me to shave a nazir, imayu pichim megalchin ze azeh. If they are smart, they shave each other, meaning they provide each other's kabbanas, v'imlav magalkin nazirim achirim, and if not, they shave other nazirim. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf did we learn that we believe someone who said, if I would have known that one cannot vow as mincha from barley, I would have vowed the correct way from wheat, that's on daf. Test. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss? Why the Mishnah needed to have multiple cases of figs, meat, and the door if Beis Shammai's position is the same? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn? If one said, I'm a nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a nazir, and his friend heard and said, and I, and upon me to shave a nazir, if they are smart, they shave each other. That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number four, which daf if one says to a shaliach, go and be mekadesh a woman for me, without specifying anyone, he's forbidden to all women in the world as possible relatives of his unidentified wife. That's on daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number five, which daf we have a case where a cow won't get up, and it's as if it's saying, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up. That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number six, which daf if one said, I'm a nuzzer on condition they may drink wine, or that I may become tummy from the dead, he's a nazir and forbidden in all them, and his condition isn't effective. That's on daf. Yidav. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have a machlokas? If two people each say, it's upon me to shave half a nazir, whether they each have to shave a complete nazir, that's on daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf do we have a machlokas? Beis Shammai, so whether one who says that they are a nazir from dried figs becomes a nazir or not, that's on daf. Test. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn? The man who told the shliach to go and be mekadesh a woman for him would be permitted to a woman with no relatives, or even if she had a sister who was married at the time of his appointing a shliach. That's on daf. Yud Beis. Good. And number ten, which daf do we learn? If one said, I'm a nazir from here until the end of the world, he's a nazir for 30 days. That's on daf. Zion. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.